Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a message from the series, Redeemed from the Curse of the Law. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
Without question, Abraham's one of the most blessed men who ever walked the earth, who ever lived on the earth. And I'm one of his descendants by faith in Jesus Christ. And I have received the blessing. The blessing is on me. Hallelujah. Keep reading. Verse 14, I want to finish, just read it again. That the blessing of Abraham might come on the Gentiles through Jesus Christ, and that we might receive the promise of the Spirit through faith. Thank you, Lord. The Lord showed me something right then. Go to 1 Corinthians. What does this mean? 1 Corinthians, the first chapter. We're redeemed from the curse of the law, correct? Yes. We're redeemed for or to the blessing. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. And look at it again, verse 14, and hold your place in 1 Corinthians, the second chapter. That the blessing of Abraham might come on the Gentiles through Jesus Christ, that we might receive the promise of the Spirit through faith. We're redeemed from the curse of the law, so we no longer are experiencing the curse. That's why Christ redeemed us. And so that we would receive the blessing of Abraham and the Spirit, the Holy Spirit. And the Bible tells us that the Spirit is given to us in 1 Corinthians, the second chapter. It says in verse 11, it says, what man knows the things of the Spirit of God, save the Spirit which is in him? Even so, the things of God knows no man but the Spirit of God. Now we have received not the spirit of the world, but the Spirit which is of God. Why?
That we might know.
Why? That we might know what? The thing. Do you see that? I never saw that till right now.
Come on.
That we might know the things that are freely given to us of God. What am I talking about? I hadn't seen. Well, that we've been redeemed to receive the blessing of Abraham and the promise of the Spirit. Or you could say the promised Spirit. And the Holy Spirit's been given to us. Why? Not just so we could talk in tongues and shout and run the aisle. Why has this? We've received not the spirit of the world. There's another spirit in the world. It's the spirit of disobedience.
Yes.
It's the spirit of the enemy of God.
Yeah.
And that's the spirit that'll keep you blind and keep you confused and keep you deceived.
Yeah.
But we've broken free from that.
Yes.
Christ has redeemed us from that, and we're not cursed. We're blessed. And we're not blind and deceived. We've received the Spirit. Hallelujah. The Spirit who teaches us, enlightens us, the Spirit which is of God, that we might know the things that are freely given to us of God. We're supposed to be finding out. Every time we read the Word, the Holy Spirit wants to be showing us what we've got.
That's right. Come on.
Every time we go to church, every time we teach and preach, and the Spirit of God's involved in it, we're supposed to be seeing and hearing what we have, what's been freely given to us in God.
Hallelujah.
What happened when Christ redeemed us? We lost the curse.
Yeah.
But we got all kind of things that the Holy Spirit is sent to reveal to us, to guide us into all the truth, to bring to remembrance everything the Lord has said to us, to even show us things to come. Hallelujah. Go with me, please, to Deuteronomy, and we will look in the 11th chapter and the 26th verse. Somebody say, thank you, Lord, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father. In Deuteronomy 26, excuse me, 11, 26, we know that the blessing and the curse is in Deuteronomy 28. How many have seen that? Have you noticed that? Well, there's a lot that led up to chapter 28. And I want us to back up a little bit and see it. How many know Deuteronomy 11 is earlier? Right? Than chapter 28. Notice what the Lord said in 26. And this is verse 26. This is leading up to chapters 27 and 28. That's going to get into specific detail about how you're blessed or how you're cursed. The Lord said, behold, I set before you this day a blessing and a curse. Now, notice it didn't say or. A blessing and a curse. That's going to be significant as we go. Verse 27, a blessing if you obey the commandments of the Lord your God, which I command you this day. What else? And a curse if you will not obey the commandments of the Lord your God, but turn aside out of the way which I command you this day to go after other gods which you have not known. Now, what determined whether they were blessed or cursed? God's foreordained choice for them. He didn't say, I've foreordained and chose for you to be blessed and for you to be cursed. Now that might sound a little humorous to you, but there are thousands of people who believe God exists who believe some form of that. They don't believe this verse you just read.
That's true.
They're adamant that everything that happens is somehow the mysterious, even unknowable will of God. And that some people are ordained to be rich, rich, and some people are ordained to be poor, poor. And some people, God has chosen for them to be healthy and enjoy good health and strength. And others, just for some reason, God chose for them to suffer all their life and die young and hard and die wrong. And that people don't understand it and don't know why, but you know it's not in our hands. That is a lie from the enemy, from the devil. It's a lie from the enemy. I know... Some years ago, I heard a minister being interviewed by an internationally known, this talk show thing. And this interviewer was obviously not a believer, and he was kind of grilling this pastor, who I believe is a good person. And he was talking about, if God is love, how can love send people to hell? And, they were debating it. And I checked my heart while this was going on, and I just, in my heart, I said, Lord, what's the best way to answer that? I don't believe that like that, but what's the best way to answer it? And the Lord, I spoke very clearly inside my heart. He said, Keith, it's not my choice. Now that's a big thing. Do you believe that? Or do you not? And not just do you believe I heard something, can you see this in the Scripture? The Lord said, it's not my choice. What do you mean? Whether they go to heaven or hell is not my choice. Now there are millions of Christians that don't believe that. They do not believe that. But they don't realize in choosing not to believe that, they don't believe verses like this. Look at it again. Verse 26. Deuteronomy 11, 26. Behold, I have predetermined for you, and the choice is always mine. No. And you see, the very next verse, the Lord helped me to see this some years ago. We taught a series called You Choose. Yes. And if you want to learn a lot more about this, get in there with us and go through the Scriptures.
Yes.
I had a guy who actually was a partner of ours years ago. And we sent one of the messages from that series to our partners as a free thing. And he listened to it, and I found out about this later. He said it made him so mad, he threw it in the trash can. And he was going to call and tell the office here, take his name off the mail list and don't ever. Because I was talking about this, that it's not God's choice. Because people try to say God's in control, and what they mean by that is everything that's happening to everybody is His choice. It is not true. And he said the Spirit of God checked him and said, now hold on. Did you check the Scriptures? Did you look at the verses he's talking about? And basically, how do you know it's wrong? Find the verses that prove he's wrong. So he went and got the thing out of the CD out of the trash can. And he set about to prove me wrong. And by about lesson 12, he decided it wasn't wrong. And got to shouting. And got delivered from decades of religious tradition that had confused him and blinded him. The enemy really wanted to keep him out of that word. Can you see that? You know, why would you get so mad? Why would you get that mad? Stomp and go throw something in the trash can. But only reason I know about it is because he wrote a letter and told us all about this. And said he does still want to be a partner. So, yeah, praise God. That's a good ending.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching from the series, Redeemed from the Curse of the Law, you may call More Life Ministries at 941-702-7390. That's 941-702-7390. Just mention that you heard this message on the radio. You may also download this and other messages from our website at morelife.org, where you will find additional information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.
Thanks be to God.
Be to God who gives me